Well, we were talking about the busyness and Jesus at the center. And so you have the cradle and the babies in the cradle, and people brought their gifts to Jesus. The scripture says that God gave as a gift Jesus, the first Christmas gift. And then when you look at the vision of the church and you see these people here getting together around the Word of God, the doctrine of the apostles, and then the fellowship, because your neighbor matters in life, and what you think of them and how you care about them and your contribution to even just reading it out, you know? And the breaking of bread is something like, there's people that you know and you like, and then but when you get together with friends, you say, hey, here you go. And if they double dip, you don't think, oh, they've got germs, I don't want to hang with them, right? Fellowship and the breaking of bread, yeah? And prayers. And so when people stand up in front of here and they say, I am now going to, you know, prayer is just talking to God. And everybody with a cell phone knows how talking with someone that you're not looking at right in front of you feels. Everyone who's used a cell phone, they understand prayer. Because, I mean, here's God who says, I'm in your midst, I am spirit, I'm not a man, I make people in my image, but not because of nose and eyes and ears and mouth, but because of what you're like, who love and who feel and who know and who trust one another. And there's God saying, I'm with you even to the end of the age. I'm going away, but I will send another, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Counselor, the Spirit of Christ, the Bible refers to him as. He's here now. And so in all the busyness and all the rushing around, don't you know what's really the point? And so when you find yourself in a queue and the person in front of you, their mama didn't raise them right, and they're whatever they're like, you know what? God loves that person. And if they haven't figured it out yet, they're gonna. Or maybe you're how they do. Or maybe the person behind you doesn't need for you to be the hassle in their life and you can be a blessing to the other one, you know? That's really the stuff about Christmas, isn't it? It's kind of just like, hello, God bless you, Merry Christmas. I remember who I am, you know who you are. And that's the stuff, isn't it? That's the stuff, yeah.